What is up, guys? This is Bryce, your host for One Shot, your video game podcast. And today, I want to do a series review on not the old, but the new, changed series of Assassin's Creed. Now, the main ones I'm going to be talking about are Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla. Now, I think we all, if you guys played Assassin's Creed when you were younger, you were used to Brotherhood, Black Flag, Syndicate, that kind of thing, Assassin's Creed 3. And playing the new ones now, they're definitely a lot different. You know, I will admit, I didn't play much of the old ones. And I understand they were, the stories were more, and the worlds were more immersive, I would say, in the older ones, I would argue. And they focused a lot more on stealth, in my opinion, because now you can just hop into a battle of 10 guys and somehow get out alive. But needless to say, those three most recent ones, Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla, hold a special place in my heart. Now, I'm going to start with Origins, which was the first Assassin's Creed I actually really played, because I wasn't that big a fan when I was younger. I mean, I had the Assassin's Creed game, I'm pretty sure, on my old iPod. And, you know, again, not really reflective of these console, or I guess computer versions, PC versions. But Odyssey was based in Egypt, if I do remember correctly. And that is when I really fell in love with the new Assassin's Creed series, because I've always been a fan of these super open world games where you start out, of course, level one, and it is truly a grinding game. Level up, get better gear, unlock abilities, etc., explore new areas with higher level opponents. And it wasn't easy either. You could set difficulties and, you know, you had to evade, dodge, block, parry, attack, blah, blah, blah. There were no limits to what you could and couldn't do. And on top of that, the story, while not necessarily as immersive or definitely not the best campaign or story mode I've played, still gets you involved, I would say, and still makes you excited to kind of grind it out. But that's where I see the difference between the old Assassin's Creed series and the new ones. The old ones were very story-based, and the new ones focus more on just grinding, leveling up, getting better, getting new gear, etc. Kind of like, I don't know, I haven't played much Dark Souls or Skyrim, but in a sense, it's one of those grinder games. I don't know if anyone's played Neverwinter, or I think it was Black Desert. Kind of a similar feel to that, except lacking the multiplayer capabilities, obviously. And then, of course, when Odyssey came out, I played that one too. And that one actually had same level of story. And again, I'm not gonna shit on either of these story-wise or content-wise. The stories were still amazing. They were immersive. And, you know, looking back, because I played them a while ago, maybe they do seem better just because of the nostalgia factor, which, you know, could be a thing. And now I'm going to kind of skip around here, but most recently, I know we were excited when the trailer came out. I was super excited because I've been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Origins recently, but when Valhalla came out, that one got me really excited because the idea of having your own home base, right, and then going on grinding missions to get gear and then leveling up your home, basically getting like a blacksmith or a shipbuilder or a barracks or whatever, is like parts of the games that I really like, kind of going back to, say, like if any of you played The Division 2, same kind of idea, or I'm pretty sure Fallout also, the newer Fallout had the same kind of thing, where you have a base of operations, and by completing missions and getting certain materials, you can upgrade it and make it better. And what do I think of these open world games, you know? I, personally, they're some of my favorite. I remember the first game I fell in love with personally was Ghost Recon Wildlands. Just, again, it didn't have the grinding factor per se in the terms of like leveling up and getting gear. But it was. You had bosses, you had to check off a huge web of different people. And it was. It was just, you know, one of the introductions to what open world fighting games could be. You know, and then we have things like Assassin's Creed, which came out, and I go, huh, maybe this will be interesting to play, you know, and so I hopped on and, you know, fell in love, really, and, you know, I don't know if anybody has Xbox Live, but occasionally they'll come out with free, kind of promotions where they give you free games and such, and Assassin's Creed 3 was on it. I did play a bit of that, and I don't know, I'm just, it's interesting, because I started playing out these new series Assassin's Creed games, where it's more focused less on stealth, more on fighting, but really more broad option of the two, and then I really fell in love with that aspect of it, and then going back to the old Assassin's Creed, I didn't like it, really, per se, in my opinion, and then I see my friends who started playing from the very beginning of the Assassin's Creed, you know, series. And now they're shitting on this game. Oh, I miss where Assassin's Creed went. But all I'm saying is, you know, I personally think it's not the worst thing. Though, Vikings, I mean, I like it personally. I like the idea of going back to these Viking times and doing that. But I don't know. It's up to everyone's different opinions, I guess. But I guess I could sneak in a quick... I guess I could sneak in some game reviews also for each of these three games, because personally, they're all different but very similar to each other. I don't know. I would say for me, Assassin's Creed Origins has one of the top spots, purely because the storyline hits more. Like, it hits more with me personally. You know, you have a family and you're getting revenge, and you know, you're going out, and like, it's a clear goal. And really, actually, out of the three story modes and games, that's the one I remember most. Personally, Odyssey was amazing, you know, but then again, the true plot really, it doesn't stick as well as, you know, it, you know, as well as Origins, per se. But, you know, I'm also, let's see, I don't know, wondering what they'll come out with next, because will they stick to what they've been doing? Because I think it's been successful with a large fan base. Perhaps maybe a different fan base than what, you know, they had before with their more classic games. Or will they do, you know, go back to the older Assassin's Creeds, you know? Personally, though, of course I'm biased, I really want to see it, but I want to see an Assassin's Creed set in, like, I don't know, South America would be super sick, kind of like Black Flag, with, like, I want, like, islands, and jungles, and forests, and stuff, you know, dudes who are, like, riding tigers, and I don't know, they'd go crazy with it, or, you know, I always thought somewhere in Asia would be sick, become like a samurai, you know, or a ninja. I guess it would be more a ninja, but like have throwing stars and like katanas and shit like that. That would be so sick. Personally, from each of them, I'm going to have to say, I think they built off each other beautifully, in my opinion. I think Assassin's Creed Origin was kind of the first one in my eyes that had like the traveling, grinding, getting better stuff, that kind of thing, had a lot of stealth, but like heavy combat also, and then it was missing a couple things, to be fair. There were You know, there were shields, things like that. But then when we head into Odyssey is when I think they really started perfecting the new kind of era of Assassin's Creed, because they had their mass battles, right? Their conquest battles, where you could disrupt a territory to a certain amount and then, you know, pick a side and fight a battle and, you know, help them and then get loot. I think that was amazing. I also think that they started building off even more with the, what was it? I think that they built with the ship wars, the battles, where you had just, they really had just the ship on ship battles. I think that was also how they were building off. So I'm kind of rambling here, trying to recount a little bit. And then, again, something that was missing, but I don't think I realized it was until Valhalla came out, was, as I mentioned earlier, that idea of building a city, like having a base of operations and, like, you know, upgrading it and making it better, and then upgrading your soldiers and the people who, like, fight with you, and also doing the raids where you could raid onto a shore and attack, like, a church or a castle. That was amazing too. I think they did change up the combat. The combat did change from each one. And I think, personally, I'm really happy with how Valhalla is right now. It's a perfect mix for me, personally, between stealth combat, or you can go in just full blazing and it actually feels like a battle. So they're still keeping a sense of the Assassin's Creed kind of era, where it's mostly just you can creep up and wipe an entire base without them even seeing you, or you can just go in and fight. And again, they build off of each other, and in my opinion, liking the mix of the two and the option, I think Valhalla is the end point of just where Assassin's Creed in the new era does a really good job. So I'm excited to see what they come out with next. And yeah, honestly, I'm gonna have to say I can't really put one above the other, honestly. I might do separate game reviews in the future here. And as it's looking like, I only post, you know, once every few months, but I'm gonna try to get more consistent here, probably on a weekly basis. But yeah, you might have a little short spurt from me. But yeah, that was mainly it, just a rant. I don't know, I hopped on, started playing some Assassin's Creed for the nostalgia and was like, holy shit, they're so different, you know? The old era of Assassin's Creed and the new era. Personally, me liking the new era. You guys know my Twitter. If you guys have, you know, anything to say about it or want to comment anything, let me know. I'd love to have a discussion. So let's do it. Yeah, that's just my opinion on the new era and old eras of Assassin's Creed, more, I guess, biased towards the new era. But all right, again, this is your host with One Shot, your video game podcast, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.